We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Big gambling raid in Wichita. We've got the story.
Voters go to the polls in a local primary election. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
If you've ever dreamed of working for Amazon, today's your day. It's ABC's Aaron Katursky. More coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The average high temperature in Wichita for the month of July was almost 94 degrees. For the first part of August, we're not going to be that warm. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Amazon is hiring today, recruiting across the country.
In this one day, Amazon by itself can reverse the trend in retail employment, which has mainly declined since October of last year. Amazon has 50,000 jobs to fill in what it calls fulfillment centers across the country. Those are where products are packed and shipped to fulfill customer orders. There are positions open in 10 cities, and Amazon said it would make thousands of on-the-spot job offers to qualified candidates. The labor market is tight. There's a shrinking pool of job seekers, so Amazon said it would offer highly competitive wages and benefits. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Last Thursday, Wichita police seized 284 illegal gambling machines at multiple locations throughout the city. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says when patrons attend an authorized casino, those establishments must pay out at a certain rate under state and federal regulations.
It's upwards of 90% of the time somebody's getting paid something in a regulated casino. I was shocked to learn that. These machines can be manipulated, and what we're finding in the machines we're pulling out of these businesses, they have been. 40 to 60% is what they're paying out at. So you're not just spending your money just like you would at a casino if you're playing here. You are not, you don't have the same rate of return, the same chance that you would at a regulated casino.
During the past year, Wichita police have seized 500 illegal gambling machines from local businesses.
Tuesday was primary election day in Wichita and other cities.
Four people ran for the chance to fill Wichita's District 1 city council seat. Only two will be on the November ballot. Brandon Johnson received 52% of the votes with just over 1,500. Mike Kennard won 23% with just over 670 votes. The two will be on the November's ballot. John Stevens got 15% and Janet Wilson got 10%. In Hayesville, Ward 4 will have Danny Walters and Darren Pekorski in that contest. Park City, Ward 3 will have Benjamin Sauceda against Steve Brown in November. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
After weeks of denials from his own attorney, the White House yesterday acknowledged the president had a hand in his son's statement about Trump Tower meeting with a Russian lawyer during the campaign. ABC's Emily Rao reports from Washington.
The White House admitting President Trump helped craft his son's statement about his meeting with the Russians during the campaign.
The president weighed in as any father would based on the limited information that he had.
Don Jr. initially claimed he and the Russian lawyer discussed adoptions and that it was not a campaign issue. Then days later, emails revealed Don Jr. agreed to the meeting because he was promised dirt on Hillary Clinton. The White House and the president now facing questions about his transparency with the American people.
Police are investigating after an armed robber was shot dead by a bystander last evening in Phoenix. According to authorities, the suspect was demanding prescription opioids from a Walgreens pharmacy when an armed customer opened fire. It's unclear if the customer will face any charges. Peter Thomas witnessed the robbery.
As I look to my left, he's jumping over the counter and he's got a gun. And he says, okay, everybody on the floor.
In Shreveport, Louisiana, the emergency response teams are searching city drains for a young boy. Authorities say the child may have been swept away by rushing water during heavy rain Tuesday. Fire official Clarence Reese says the boy's mother says they were on their way home when the boy tried to cross a ditch.
Trying to follow where that water leads to. Of course, when you have that much water that comes down in such a short amount of time, you create a swift water situation.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Just about 10 minutes away from our daily training camp report from Chiefs training camp in St. Joseph, Missouri. We'll chat with Mitch Holtis coming up in about 10 minutes. Don't miss it.
Someone hit the jackpot in the Kansas lottery. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, and now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. There was a winner in Northeast Kansas in the Super Kansas Cash Drawing Saturday, says the lottery's Sally Lunsford.
The winning numbers are 14, 22, 24, 27, 30. Super Cash Ball number is 9. So three words, check your tickets.
The winner will claim just over $2.5 million after taxes.
Scary moments at Orlando International Airport yesterday after a federal agent's gun accidentally fired.
It happened at the TSA checkpoint in the crowded main terminal, which is attached to a Hyatt Hotel atrium. The man, identified by local police only as a federal agent, shot himself in the foot. Police tell me he was putting a bag on the conveyor, somehow knocking his weapon out of its holster, and when he grabbed for it, the pistol went off.
My ear's still ringing.
Passenger Tim Gish offered to help.
He told me to back off and go away. He was a federal cop.
According to police, the agent was heading home from vacationing in Florida. Federal agents are allowed to fly with their weapons even if they're off duty. Tony Marino, ABC News, Orlando.
It's a destination many of us have been to, especially in one of those work meetings.
You've probably been to Abilene, even if you've never been to Texas.
The Abilene paradox is the term that is so often used when everyone agrees to do something that no one really wants to do.
Rich Moran says you probably went there in at least one work meeting.
It happens more than we think. Especially it happens when people know in advance that it's not going to be a successful idea, but everyone says, what the heck, we'll do it anyway.
Moran, author of the book Work, Showing Up, and Other Important Matters. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have a stalled out vehicle right now. Traffic hazard. Watch out for this one. Eastbound K96 at Chisholm Creek. Chisholm Creek right there by Woodlawn. Traffic update brought to you by Joe DeBravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Today looks like it's going to be the warmest day of the week for us in Wichita. Our high in the upper 80s, near 90 this afternoon. Still not nearly as hot as what we were last month. Tonight's going to be clear and 68. And then on Thursday, as a cold front pushes our way, that will spread in clouds and the chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Tomorrow's high 89. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, we have a north wind at 3 miles per hour and 71 degrees. So that sounds good. Maybe even some showers tomorrow afternoon.
Hey.
Prairie Fire Coffee. That's what I'm drinking right now. And if you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. All right, Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, with us here in just a few minutes. Going to talk about training camp with the Chiefs, as we do every morning with Steve and Ted. An obstetrician who was in a hospital to give birth to her own baby took time to deliver another patient's baby first. Dr. Amanda Hess was getting ready for her own induction and delivery at Frankfort Regional Medical Center in Kentucky when she heard there was a woman who needed to deliver immediately because the baby was in distress.
Ooh.
The on-call doctor at the hospital had just left for a break, so Dr. Hess put on another gown, covered her shoes with hospital boots, and walked down to the patient's room to get to work. She helped Lee Holiday Johnson deliver a baby girl. Dr. Hess's own baby girl was delivered later. Both mothers say they are doing well. There's a thing that caught my attention on this story, Ted. The on-call doctor,
the on-call guy isn't there,
was on a break. So if you're on call, doesn't that mean you're not on a break? I'm not a doctor.
Especially when you got a woman that's about to give birth.
You got two of them, at least, or she or he, whatever. You had the doctor and the other lady. So I guess it was that quick. She just had time to put on this stuff and get down there.
Boy.
Well, Dr. So-and-so's down
well, he's out
down
taking
the
a smoke break.
Whatever he or she was doing. Anyway, they got the job done, and we salute our obstetricians out there.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. You never know.
When it happens.
These babies come along, they don't wait.
No.
They're there. Indiana authorities say a school police officer and a rescue crew revived a man after a lightning strike left him without a pulse.
Ooh.
Fire chief says the man was among three contractors paving a parking lot who sought shelter from a storm under a tree yesterday afternoon. Not a good idea. When lightning struck, it knocked all three men to the ground, and the one nearest the strike went into cardiac arrest. And that's when the school officer began CPR and shocked him once with an external defibrillator.
Whoa. Wow.
Then rescue crews shocked him twice.
Whoa.
Twice more before they were finally able to revive this.
That was almost strike three, you're out.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
He was heading toward Uncle Joe in the white light.
You got to tell you, three times I think his number was up, but somebody stepped in and brought him back. So, and again, our first responders, our medical people, we salute them all. Now, we've got a new, don't we have a new device on the wall here at Entercom?
Yeah.
Is that a defibrillator?
I believe it is. Yeah.
It's an automatic defibrillator.
So what does that mean?
It means it tells you what to do. Really? All you have to do is follow the instructions.
Are they written instructions?
No, it has a voice. It tells you what to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You better make sure you know how to use that.
I do.
We've got several guys around here getting older.
Yeah, I'm trained on how to use it. Yeah.
There you go. Feel safe now, Ted? Jad knows how
Jad
to use it.
Jad is going to give you mouth-to-mouth.
Jad.
Is what I'm hearing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jad knows
the breath
how
of life.
Steve, the thing is so easy to use, you could use it. It's very simple.
You know, I think that was probably an insult.
Yes, it was intended to.
My mechanical abilities.
It really is, though. Just about anybody could use one of these. They're very easy to use.
Well, so what? I know how to tune up a 1954 Chevrolet.
See?
Points, plugs,
if only
condenser.
We had one of those over on the wall.
That knowledge is not going to save anybody's life.
we don't think so.
On the other hand, it's not who you know, it's what you know, right? Or is it what you know or who you know?
Well, it's one of those things.
One of those things. But anyway, we salute all our first responders out there. Interesting day in the news with the city council primary for District 1. Brandon Johnson, as you heard on our news, 52% of the votes with just over 1,500 votes. Mike Kennard, 23% with just over 670 votes. The two will be on November's ballot.
Yeah, they'll advance to November.
Just the first district, and the other districts didn't have enough people signed up to even have a primary. I don't know why they have a primary, Ted. Just go ahead and take all the candidates and let folks select one of the above. That's the way I would do it anyway. And it's interesting that if for those of you just tuning in, if you didn't hear the gambling machine crackdown in Wichita, police arresting two and 384 machines seized last week, it's because these machines that are being in these businesses are being fixed so that they don't pay off as well as those in the casino.
Yeah, many of them. That's the case.
The problem is, you know, if you're going to be in the gambling business, you can't do better than the state, right?
Right.
State don't like competition. We'll put it that way. All right.
Hey, well, then people are getting victimized. People are losing money at a much faster rate. And then, you know, that's part
there
of the equation, too.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Yesterday afternoon, I was out running. It was football weather out there, and it's time for the Kansas City Chiefs training camp update with Mr. Mitch Holtis, brought to you by Rusty Eckford. And Mitch is with us again this morning. We are excited, Ted.
Live from St. Joseph, Missouri.
Live.
Good morning, Mitch Holtis.
And good morning, men, and good morning to Greg Reno and all these people at American Ag Credit that helped make this possible. Hey, I need a Macintosh. Is there a place called Castleton that's north of Pretty Prairie?
Castleton? I'm not familiar with that. I know where Spivey and Rago are.
I think that's a whole other matter. That's Kingman County, buddy. But it's anyway, I think I found Reno's secret hiding spot.
Really?
Where he goes for all of his wisdom. But we'll have that on the National Geographic Channel. Okay. But anyway, they're awesome, American Ag Credit. Find out what they can do at agloan.com.
There you go.
I'm going to tell you this, Ted. I'm going to tell you this. The bobblehead, the Macintosh bobblehead, was a hot seller here yesterday.
I'll bet. Yeah, all right.
I'll bet. You shine that baby up and goes off. Yep. he's
Both of them sold. 2 hours. Yes, and the one was got by the cab driver. He thought it was an air freshener.
There you go. I'm doing my bobblehead routine right now.
Very good, very good.
Well, you know that the NFL Players Association put out that list of approved merchandise, and the Macintosh bobblehead is right there.
Didn't know that.
Right there. If people can see it, yeah, they can go to NFLPA and see it right there. It's been a hot seller.
Royalties?
I saw Travis Kelce is the only chief in the top 50 there, right behind Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, well, let's not even. That's a whole other story. But if you bring up Kelce, in fact, he was going to be my focus of this morning's report. By the way, the team has a mandatory day off to the going back to the 2011 collective bargaining agreement, but it's a work day for everybody else. And we fact, there's a lot of players here that are doing some stuff on their own. But Kelce is an early story of this camp. He had shoulder surgery in the offseason. But I think, guys, he's ahead of schedule. He's in a terrific start. He's been here now as long as I have. He's been here almost 2 weeks. And he's flat getting after it. Here's the thing, a little-known stat. I started working on this last night. Only Jordy Nelson, we all know about Jordy, K-State, Riley County High School. Only Jordy Nelson had more catches in the second half of the season in the entire NFL, including people like Antonio Brown, than Travis Kelce.
Wow.
His yards after catch, only David Johnson of Arizona and Le'Veon Bell of Pittsburgh had more. Running backs usually get more yak.
Right.
But his statistics were spectacular. And when Gronkowski comes up in discussions, is it Gronkowski or Kelce? Kelsey's at least in that same sentence. He might be one or two as a tight end in this league.
Well, yeah, those numbers you mentioned put him among elite when you talk about those categories and the effect that he has on the game.
He had 4 weeks in a row. We had 100 yards more receiving. It's only been done by 3 tight ends in NFL history, one of those former Chief Tony Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. But it's paramount. If we're going to – and he'll tell you – he didn't tell me publicly in an interview, but – privately, he goes, man, I'm working on it. And what he's working on are the 9 drops. He had 9 drops. That's the 13th most in the league. And he had a drop in the playoff loss to Pittsburgh that might have given the Chiefs a touchdown. And so he's still working on his game and refining it. But I didn't know physically after the shoulder surgery what he would be like coming into this camp. And, I mean, he's making big-time plays. And if you go back to Monday's report, if Tyreek Hill can become the dynamo that I have seen so far in camp. I mean, Kelce, you can't double everybody. And Andy Reid's going to be able to get some mismatches for Kelce that they're going to like.
And Mitch, he's just such an effective target in the routes that he runs. He just gives the quarterback such a great chance to get that ball to him where he needs to.
Ted, he can run every route on the receiving tree. There's this numbered tree, 1 through 9, that are the different routes. You know, when Steve played at West, it was like an in cut. He can run every route on that tree. Now, he's getting challenged by Tyreek Hill, who maybe runs them as precise or maybe more than Kelce. But Kelce's, if you put a big guy on him, he'll run right by him because Travis is a splendid athlete.
Yep.
I mean, he played quarterback at the University of Cincinnati. I think he could play basketball at a high level. If you put a little on him, he'll overpower him. It's a little bit of what Gronkowski does for New England. And honestly, Kelce's faster. He's more skilled at the back end of a route, the 7, 8, 9 routes, which are the back third. Kelce runs those better than Gronkowski because I think he's just a little better athlete. Gronkowski's just the Terminator, you know.
Yeah, do the Chiefs use Kelce in the same way that the Patriots use Gronkowski, or are there some differences?
Actually, the Patriots have copied the Chiefs some. Yes and no. I would say about 60% of it is the same.
Okay.
It's that other 40% that Andy Reid has done where things that wide receivers normally do, he has Kelce do. And Belichick has actually tried to do that with Gronkowski over the last couple of years. The other thing they'll do is single him and run him on a deep route. That's not really Gronkowski's bag. He would rather catch it at 10 yards and then terminate you and run over you. Kelce will run by a corner. He can actually beat Peters on a route, on a 7, 8, or 9 route, and Gronk can't do that. But the other thing that the Patriots have copied the Chiefs on, and this is something I saw the very first year of Andy Reid, he runs these plays that look like a normal play that are abnormal in the way they block it. For example, we run different screens that don't look like screens. The linemen have to have this impeccable sense of timing, and then they show up in front of the defender with a legal play before the ball arrives in a split second. If we do it right, it's hard to defend it. And we do it with Kelce catching the ball. It was a big part of his 14 and 15 seasons. In 16, people started to catch on a little bit to it. But now I've seen New England go, well, how do we do that? It's a learned trait, but New England's copying us right now more than we're copying them.
Day off today at Chiefs training camp. Does that mean, Mitch, when we sign off with you, that you're done for the day?
Well, if signing off is at about 7:05 tonight, I'll be done for the day.
There you go.
So what do you do the rest of the day on this day off?
Well, I'd like to tell you this is the only report I do for you guys, but that might be remiss because there's 19 others of those. We're doing a Chiefs blueprint. You guys are the best. You're number one in the state. I do a Chiefs blueprint show today. In fact, you'll see it on KWCH on Saturday night, right after the local news.
Yep.
We're working on that today. We're taping segments. We're finishing some editing on those. Plus, I'm doing a show for our at Chiefs website. That'll be later this afternoon. Other than that, I don't know. I'm going to drink iced tea and try to find Greg Rito in the pickup out by Cheney Lake.
Just don't miss your nap. That's all I say.
Believe me, that I've missed it the last 2 days, and I'm a little bit tested.
Feeling it.
Mitch, enjoy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
Hey, McIntosh, pass the oatmeal.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch Holtus,
training camp update brought to you by Rusty Egg Ford. We'll have him again right here again tomorrow morning at 8:23. Now, Steve and Ted, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. The Republican Arizona senator is bashing President Trump, and Sean's going to tell us about it. The KNS Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.